Tonight's shir, Simin Kuf Ayin Dalid Se'if Ches. Al Yayin Shebesoich HaMozon Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mevorech La'atzmo. When it comes to drinking wine during a meal, everyone at the table makes their own bracha for their own wine, Afilu Hesebu Yachad, even if it's a case when they all sat down together and they're all part of one group, it doesn't make a difference. They each make their own bracha. D'lo Yechoyel La'anos Amen, because they can't answer Amen to another person's bracha, because we're afraid that they'll swallow wrong. If they're eating at the same time as trying to answer Amen, we're afraid that maybe some food will go down the trach instead of the esophagus. Let's stop here and take a look at Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem. Afilu hesebu yachad, even though they sat down to eat together, what's allowed me to say? V'lo kemo d'mina ba'alma. It's not like we usually say, dim hesebu yachad echad motzi kulam, that if they're sitting down together to eat, one says the bracha for all of them. For Adav Tefen, it's actually better that way. Bishum Barav Am Hadas Melech, because when they all do the mitzvah together, it's a bigger kavod shemayim. Al v'bracha shebetoch ha'su'udo lo ya'asukein. But if it's a bracha during the meal, we don't do that. Sefkad mem alef la'anos amen, because they can't answer amen. V'af dekayim lo v'chol mokom, even though we always hold the shomea ka'ina, by listening, it's as if you said it yourself. And responding amen is not ma'akiv. It doesn't hold back being yoitz of the bracha. We're still afraid they will answer amen. And be in danger. We're afraid there'll be food in their mouth and they'll miss swallow. Because they're busy eating. And the mouth is not empty or free to do both, to eat and answer. Umavoy the poiskim. It's clear in the poiskim. Today is according to this view. Af im yanichu bila echol. Even if they stop eating. V'yachinu atzmam l'shmoy ha-brochol. And they prepare themselves to hear the brochol. V'lanos omein and respond omein. Gam kein lo mahani doesn't help. Because we're afraid someone will not be careful to stop eating. And he will come to Sakana. So the notes bring, according to this, which Rosh Zalman said, don't talk to someone at the table when he's eating, because he's going to feel compelled to respond, and he may be in Sakana, because he's eating while you're talking to him. So don't talk to people at the table while they're eating. The Ramah continues. V'yesh oimim, some say, if he tells the people at the table, Savi Rabbi, pay attention, the Yishmu v'yichav l'brocho, they're going to listen and have intent for the brocho, v'lo yochlu oz, and they won't eat then, v'yanu amen, and they'll just say amen, ech mevorech l'kum, so one says the brocho of all of them, v'cheinu, and that's the minig. The first sheet on the Shulchan Aruch, mechaber sheet is, there's no such thing. You cannot make a brocho for anyone else, everyone makes their own brocho. The Yishmu says, one second, say Savi, everyone stops, and we're not afraid that someone will keep eating. V'yoymar savi raboisa, he should say savi raboisa, what's something to say? Soivim atam l'tseis b'chuzu. You have in mind to be yoysis b'ocho? Pay attention. V'lo yoymar, he shouldn't say b'rishus raboisa. V'chein, komokam shavokan al yayin m'shum b'yuchas ayayin shvitoch asudo. And similarly, any time he makes a b'ocho on wine, since there's the case of bracha on wine during the su'uda, ein oim brishus, we don't say brishus, el savri, mitamash nisbar, for the reason we explained. In other words, if it was before the meal starts, brishus makes sense. If it's during the meal, savri makes sense. When you make a bracha on wine before the meal, we'll still say savri, because of the bracha that he might make on wine during the meal when he says savri. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem Gimel, v'yesh oim v'chulu. This opinion disagrees, v'heim so v'yir lehu, they hold. The reason why one person can't make a bracha for others on wine during the meal, they're busy eating. They're not paying attention to hear the bracha to be yetsa. Therefore, if he says before he says the bracha, they all stop eating. They pay attention to the bracha, that's fine. As far as sakana, he also says no sakana either. They stopped eating. One says the bracha for all of them. And then they should all taste from the wine right away. They shouldn't make any hefsik, any interruption between the bracha and drinking. So he should start savi rabosai. What's the law mean to say? When he says a bracha during the meal, and one is saying the bracha to most of the others, you don't say brishus. The lashon is einu el antias brishus levarach. Brishus means I'm asking permission to say the bracha. El savi rabosai, the hainu she yifsekum lechol. Savi means stop eating. Veyitnu leiv, pay attention. The shmaya habracha will say to hear the bracha and be yoyse. Kanal like we said before. Sifkan menvav kol makom bechulah. It's a lomer. Means say as follows. Kishe'echad motzi chavero. Any type of person is making a bracha on wine to be motzi someone else. Kamo kiddush vavdala kegav or anything like that. So he says savi. Ubechupa ubesmila shein noegan lomer savi. Kol now by chupa and by besmila we don't say savi. No one says savi before the bracha gafen. Because it's only in a situation where you would have to ask permission. So you say savi for wine instead of a shus. But the mesala kedushin and by bismila they're not taking permission. There's no room to say savi either. Sifkatan memzain ein omer brishus perish. Meaning to say after hayoroi lomer yosef brishus. Even though brishus is appropriate, that he's asking permission from those who are sitting there that they want to take the bracha, so that he should be motzi them with his bracha, we're not going to say brishus. Since there's a situation of menga bracha and wine during a meal, the muchach lomer savi, where he has to say savi, he's telling them stop eating and pay attention. So the meaning became to say the language of Savri, whenever you say the bracha, to be motzi somebody else.